This is an MUT Radio podcast.
10 minutes before the top of the hour, right here on the Sanganani Midday Show, where we connect your mornings to your afternoons. And today, we got a special one right here on the Health Talk Tuesday, or aka Under Meds. This is whereby we dive into our health. We take care of your health. And remember, we have different topics every week, courtesy of Biomedical Sciences. But today, we are also speaking about something different as usual. But before I get into what we are speaking about, I'm going to welcome my guest for today. I do have Upoitumelo Setlhare. Yeah, I hope I said it right this time. The emphasis on the Setlhare. But welcome to MET Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for the platform.
Yeah, it's such a pleasure. So I was reading that you were a PhD candidate in medicine. How is that like? How is it going?
It's a very long journey, but it's fulfilling. Also, I think the topic that you choose for your PhD is very important, because you want to do a topic that will not only transform science, but also transform the community as a whole. So for me, the journey has also been easier because I'm doing what is my passion.
Yeah. That is amazing, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Yes, so we are speaking about a sexually transmitted disease and the role of traditional medicine. So maybe if you could dive in through maybe tell you about the link between the two.
Yes, so just let's talk about traditional medicine, right? So traditional medicine is actually using natural resources to heal different ailments or a disease. In the word, there's some disease in your body that causes infection or make you not to be well. And the role of traditional medicine is that we're talking about natural plants here, whereby they assist the body or they aid the body to fight infection or to manage symptoms. So also the role of traditional medicine in the immune system. So your immune system, this is your gut within your body, whereby you have the innate immune system and you have adaptive immune system. Your skin is your innate adaptive immune system, and it's your innate immune system. And then adaptive immune system is whereby maybe you have an infection and your body has memories saying that, hey, we have an intruder. So next time when you are exposed to the same thing, such as influenza virus of that particular year, your body can recognize that this is flu and this is how we fight it off. So the role of traditional medicine, how does it work? It aids your body to fight this infection. And particularly in sexually transmitted infections, which are normally you get them through sexual contact. Traditional medicine has been proven to manage symptoms of syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia trachomatis, and a whole lot. And this has been reported in my hometown, which is Tabanchu, whereby there are 33 species of plants that have been used to treat various infections, sexually transmitted infections. In Limpopo, they're doing very well. There were like around over 60 plant species that were used. And home ground in KwaZulu-Natal, there's been over 33 species that have been used, and these are in preclinical studies.
So just to move on, maybe if you could tell us more about, maybe from your own perspective, maybe the role that the traditional medicine has played in managing or treating sexually transmitted diseases, maybe in the past and also now.
Yes. So you'll find that traditional healers, or just before Western medicine became fashionable, there were people here who, when you had an ailment, they will prescribe something to you. But because they are not under the other system, they were not recognized. So traditional medicine has been used to treat, you know, warts that are developed maybe from syphilis. There also have been, you know, people will take it as an oral medicine to assist the body to ward off infection. And I like to talk about Moringa because I feel people relate more to that, whereby it's just full of nutrients, but also it has antioxidants that helps your body to assist it to repair it from the damage that is caused by maybe lesions from syphilis, lesions from gonorrhea. And also, mostly importantly, there are other studies that are looking at this traditional medicines on human immune deficiency virus, which is HIV, whereby your immune system becomes weak. And we are saying that how can traditional medicine assist the immune system to become more stronger to actually manage the virus?
Naomi, if I may ask, maybe how do traditional healing processes differ maybe from modern medical treatments when it comes to sexually transmitted diseases?
Yes, most importantly, one of my mentors always says that, Prof. Galeni, that African traditional medicine, it doesn't only deal with symptoms. And I think one of the great scientists says that you do not heal the disease, but you heal the patient who has the disease. And when you talk about this, is that African traditional medicine has been doing that for over the years, because they don't just treat the symptoms. They try to find that holistically what's wrong with you. And they try to find the cause of the disease and they heal that. So beyond now your body becoming weak, but what other elements are causing you to be weak holistically? So that's how traditional healers, which we collaborate with, deal with diseases using plants and also just African spirituality.
Now, people are not really easy to convince when it comes to traditional medicine. Maybe you could dive into some of the misconceptions that people have about traditional medicine and their effectiveness in these diseases.
I think mostly, particularly black people, besides colonization, it's hard to believe what we know or what we use. And, you know, when you tell somebody that, but what you are actually taking, it is part of traditional medicine. The moringa that you are taking as a supplement, you're probably buying it at this camp. It is, traditional medicine. But mostly, I think it has always been spirituality, that people, they do not know how to separate the healers. And we are not talking about the Witchcraft Act that was, developed around 1957, where people were conditioned to feel this way or to believe a certain way. We're talking about traditional healers, whereby there's a council, just like there's a HPCSA, the Council for Health Sciences. Also, there's a Council for Traditional Healing, whereby there are different categories of traditional healers, like diviners, such as herbalists. So I think the misconception has always been the spirituality around it. And how do we convince them? You know, they say the proof is in the pudding. And when you see those results and when you know that the way you grew up, whether it's in the rural areas or in the urban areas, whereby there was a particular herb that you took for respiratory disease, and you know it works. And also, we as scientists who are focused on indigenous knowledge, it's our responsibility to go and do research on these medicines and go back to the community to just dismantle that, narrative around traditional medicine. Because I'm not a sangoma, but I am a scientist and who has seen this in the lab. I think it's our responsibility to collaborate with our people who are knowledge holders, who are healers, and, just to inform people. Sometimes people are not informed, so they make decisions based on what they know or what they are fed. It's our responsibility to advocate for our plants, because South Africa has more than 3,000 medicinal plants. Now tell me, aren't we sitting on green mine?
I have nothing to say. But before I let you go now, I want to ask you maybe a message that you would like to give our listeners about protecting themselves and maintaining a good sexual health while respecting also our cultural practices.
Yes. I would like to say that the stats are very high, and I will just go to a topic that I focused on for my PhD, which is HIV. KwaZulu-Natal, it's leading. Gauteng, it's leading with HIV infections. So it's very important in that sense to try to maintain one partner. I know it's hard, but I think people should discipline themselves so hard, because the stakes are very high. Yes, there are different ways of trying to manage HIV, but till to date, there's no cure. And that's why we are trying to find other alternatives. to heal or to manage the disease. So people should take care of themselves. They must love themselves enough to know that, you know, if you are not infected, you are definitely affected. So we are all at risk. And also with some STIs that people are just not taking them seriously, they are making you prone for other STIs. So it's very important to also, if you cannot abstain, try to condomize and, you know, love yourself dead enough.
Thank you very much for that amazing answer. And we also thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. So that was Yenago Miss Epoitumelo Potlare joining us live on MUT Radio. But she's not alone. We do have Miss Nokanya Tembane joining us. She is a recipient for a certain award. So she's going to be joining us right now to tell us more about that award and what is it all about. But firstly, welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you for hijacking me.
Yes, so you're a recipient for an award. Maybe what is that award? Maybe you're going to tell us in just a few minutes with what that award is. And Ms. Chalugusi, maybe how are you feeling about that nomination?
Oh, okay. So I'm not yet a recipient.
Oh. Thank you.
Not yet a recipient, but I am appealing to the MUT community for support. I am representing Mangosuthu University of Technology and South Africa in the Africa Health Excellence Research Awards. I've made it out of 209 applicants. I'm in the top five. So I'm requesting the MUT community to please kindly vote for me. So all you need to do is vote via SMS or go to the page of Africa Health Excellence Awards and just like my picture there. And that is going to put me in good chances for me to be awarded that award. So that's what I'm appealing to. And thank you so much for always having our department and always supporting these initiatives for HealthLink.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And as part of the MUT community, we'll also be supporting you. So we'll try by all means to share this information when we get the chance. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.